So I've been talking shit about Ford reopening things in a half-assed way. I got an email last night that one of my workplaces is reopening today, and I couldn't be more ecstatic. Who'd have thought? Ford did something good in this specific instance. You fucked up majorly, but hey, it works for me, so it's all good. I think that's how most people have been thinking, despite the we're all in this together shit that they were talking last year. People are very individualistic in this whole pandemic. So, I get to check out the new workspace. I believe it's been renovated. It'd be nice to see how they're gonna manage the masks. See, this is the thing. I want to see how people go on air with the masks. Or do they keep 2 feet away? Or whatever, however many, 2 meters away. I want to see if they do that. I want to see their sanitation protocol. Or do they have to wear the visor? Everybody wearing a visor in the station. Be interesting to see. But the more important point is that it's back. It's open again. So, these are all things to consider as your places reopen. Some never closed. Essential services, some that weren't essential are now reopening, and now they're trying to figure out how they're going to do this. A lot of them didn't qualify for PPE loans or grants. So it's coming out of pocket. So we'll see how long they survive, but it is what it is. And it's good to finally get out of the house, really. You know what I mean? I think for most people who've been struggling with working from home, I haven't really been struggling. But for those who have, you finally get out of the house. Other than just walking around the block. So I'm happy for you people. I'm happy for all you. Even if it's dangerous as hell, and even if there's variants about. I'm watching the news now, they're probably talking about variants. No, they're talking about lawyers. Okay, so they were, okay, they're talking about hotel quarantine. And I remember there, I was reading this last night, how they were saying $2,000 a night, and really the costs are more. What, like $3,000? Maybe even $4,000, depending on the hotel. Because you know the hotels are gonna, now I don't know the inner workings of the deal, but I can guarantee you that there's gonna be price gouging in that regard too. Just like these idiot Trump supporters on March 4th, the hotels are jacking the prices for them. It's like, oh, you want to come to our town, you're going to pay more. Unlike last time. Fucking goose. I really hope they jack those prices so high they can't even afford to go. 1 second. So, one second. All right, so new topic, since I don't want to review what I just said. Now I got a baby in tow. So, I don't want to go hammer on about these committees and these boards. But if I never saw another one again, if I never watched in another one again, because I watched the full Zoom from the Transport Committee, and and was even worse than I thought it was going to be. In the treatment of Leah Williams. Drop your toy. 1 second. Here's your toy. So now I'm done watching these commissions, these board meetings. They come about in a roundabout fashion. And by that I mean, I remember I was at a, I'm not going to name them, but I was working with this organization. I use organization loosely, but I was working with them, and their meetings were always addressing some issue from the prior meeting, and the issue would never get resolved. Now, I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but from watching this, seeing the infighting amongst themselves, seeing the call-outs, which is debate, so that's the point, but seeing that, you know, resolution doesn't come easy, or what should be an easy resolution suddenly becomes difficult, you wonder. Also want to talk about this POC unity, or BIPOC, or IBPOC unity concept. And I'm going to really try and be careful here. I heard a conversation where one member of a group of POC was calling out another group of POC for whatever it was they did. And because they could be considered, because they can blend in, let's say, easier than the rest of the POC, they were able to say things that would never get called out. Here's your toy. I found that interesting. I also found that problematic because when it comes to this particular issue, BIPOC, IBPOC, POC, these particular people are at the bottom rung of the artificial hierarchy that's been set up by these colonial structures. So to say that they, you know, they don't get called out and so on and so forth is like, it's disingenuous. They do. they get called out all the time. They get dismissed. They get ignored. They disappear. They're found murdered. They're raped. They're mistreated. Their land is often taken from them and used in unenvironmentally friendly ways. So the call out was kind of like, why? Did you need to say that? Now, obviously, discussion is discussion, so people will say what they have to say, but did you need to target them? There's problematic people within all of these groups. Even in mine. Problematic people. People who think the closer they get to the, or the closer they rise to the power structure, the more it makes them one of them. Until they find out that it doesn't matter. I'm thinking, just now the thought came to mind when Ving Rhames, living in his multi-million dollar neighborhood, the neighbors call the police because they see his son inside the house, and the police rush the house. Drop your toy again. police rush the house. And Ving Rhames comes out and says, yo, they could have easily killed my son right then and there. This is a multi-million dollar neighborhood. Why else would the kid be there? You know what I mean? And Ving Rhames had been presumably living there for a while. So it's not like his son has gone unseen. I don't know why I was saying that. Next topic. You know what I mean? I forgot exactly why I was going on about Ving Rhames and his son. But oh yeah, it doesn't matter what position you seem to. Oh right, the power structure. So the further you rise in the power structure and closer to, you know, these people, doesn't matter how much money you have or whether you're white passing or whether you're, you know, you have status, you'll be reminded in an O.J. Simpson kind of way. But I'm not drawing no comparison to O.J. Simpson and Ving Rhames. Let's get that correct. So, how to end this off? We gotta be careful with these concepts. This BIPOC, this IBPOC, this POC unity thing. Because plenty will say it don't exist. And I've already spoken on specific issues that are happening right now. With the Asian community, in which, you know, people are firing back and saying, well, y'all don't give a fuck about us, so why should we care about you? That ain't POC unity. And I say this because some of the closest people that I've known in life have been from that community. So it's like, it's ride or die for anybody who's getting targeted, who I've known for years. Whether or not you're collective or you're, you know, your overall collective has some kind of drama with another group, want to hold on to the toy? It doesn't matter, because okay, so you don't want to hold on to the toy. Alright, no toy for you. So the closer you get to this conversation, the more you realize the individual connections is what matters. And these individual, what did I say? Did I say individual collections? These individual connections is what's going to lead to broader connections and broader solidarity. So, I'm running out of time. Peace.